I'd like to call the meeting to order at 8:37 a.m. I would also like to ask, as a courtesy to all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of the board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Director Carolyn Johnson indicated that she would not be present for this meeting. This time, I'd like to introduce our new directors, Director Paul Christensen. Where are you, Paul? Director Chet Creel. And Bill Rankin. There he is. This time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the reception desk with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement, that is state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussion or deliberation by the provision of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meeting Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we require that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes each. Our first speaker will be Chris DeClut.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman, congratulations and my sympathies. I think you have a big job ahead of you. I just wanted to come here today and say thank you to the board for my term of office. It was a great time, and I think we accomplished a lot. I want to thank each of you for the service that you are providing. This is difficult decisions to make, and admonish you to pay attention to the staff. This staff has been the biggest advocate for water in this board over the past 6 years when I served on the board. Phil is, he lives, eats, and breathes this stuff. So I hope that every one of you will take the time, trust in the staff. And again, I admonish you to pay attention to them and listen to their counsel. As one of our former board members, Truman Blum, always said, he had a guiding principle when making decisions on this board. How did that help us to provide water? There are a lot of distractions that can occur on the decisions being made by this board, and I hope that you will take that into mind. How can this help provide water for the people of the state of Texas? And with that said, thank you very much for your service, Mr. Chairman. Again, I am around. I live 10 minutes away. I'm a resource if you need it, and if I am successful in the endeavor upon which I've engaged, you'll have a very loud and vocal advocate down in the state legislature. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Chris. The next card I have will be Joe Staley. He's representing Custer Pitts Land and Cattle Company.
Good morning. My name is Joe Staley, and I'm an attorney from Dallas, and I represent the Pitts family, and who are now the Custard family on the Set Ranch. And we're trying to negotiate with the Brazos River Authority to get what the legislature has said should be done under House Bill 3032, and that is to convey certain properties to Pitts Custard land and cattle. First, I want to thank the board for giving us a time to speak today and tell you that we are primarily interested in working with you to get this done. It's been almost 3 years, and so we have been trying to push it, and I'm not, you know, we don't want to point fingers at either side or either way, but we're asking the board to support us in getting what the legislature wants done, done as rapidly as we can. There seem to be at this time only really two issues that are left, and I'd like to kick those up. We do have some encroachment issues, but I think they're all worked out. And so the only two that we have left have to do with the conservation easement, which in which the land must be put, and an issue with regards to what we call Track 7. The situation as it is with the conservation easement is an issue as to whether or not Pitts Custard must identify what use is to be that conservation easement is to be put prior to the closing of the sale. The legislation does not require that, and we don't know what use it's going to be put to at this time. And so we got to go forward and get the appraisals done without that information. A conservation easement is very different because it's a non-possessory easement. If you put an easement on a piece of property for a road, there's a road going on it. And a conservation easement, there's nothing going on it. So it's considered a limitation of your uses of the property as opposed to an occupancy that's going to be had. In that situation, and in conservation easements, those parameters are set forth by statute. Two Texas statutes and one federal statute say what uses can be made of a conservation easement. We intend to follow those to the nth degree, but we don't know what they are now, and we would suggest that we need to go forward and get those done. And the, our appraiser has said you can appraise it that way. I think the Appraisal Institute, which the MAI has come from, said can be done that way. And therefore, we would ask that we proceed without getting caught up on something such as this. The second thing on Track 7 is whether or not the two tracks are adjacent, Track 6 and Track 7. They actually, the problem is that the FERC easement comes across there and goes across those two where they touch. You understand that there are two parts of an easement. There's a servient estate and a dominant estate. The dominant estate is the FERC easement because they have the right to use the property the way it is, and they have the right to come in and do what they their easement says they can do. The servient estate is what's underneath that. If that easement is abandoned, then the property goes to, it still belongs to the dominant estate. The people that own it still own it, and even though it's subject to the easement, those properties are adjacent, and in fact, they even abut each other. And therefore, the three things that are required for a property to be one tract are unity of use, unity of ownership, and contiguity. There's no doubt that there's unity of use. There's no doubt that there's unity of ownership. And so the question is whether there's contiguity. And we would say to you that under the law in Texas, as an attorney, and this is what I do, this is an adjacent property. Also understand that under the law, adjacent properties don't have to touch. Abutting properties do, adjacent properties don't. A tract can be one tract of land on either side of a street, and they are adjacent, but they don't abut. The last thing is that we think that the that what the legislature has asked for is that we talk about the captive property to be sold. This is 15 acres in Lot 7 that you need to sell under the terms of the legislation. Who are you going to sell it to if you don't sell it to us? I mean, that's also a bottom-line question. Where is it going to go? Is it going to sit there fallow like this other has for a number of years? So all we're asking is the cooperation of the board in trying to work with us and with your staff to get this closed, and we would appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zaley. Next, we'll hear from Steve Louder, maybe Lakeview Lodge.
Good morning, board members. My name is Steve Louder, and I represent Maybe Lodge, a commercial lease at PK. Congratulations on obtaining approval from FERC to decommission and surrender your license. You now have future certainty regarding your operations at PK. Considering you will be out of FERC jurisdiction in 12 to 15 months, I ask you to please address us remaining 80-plus commercial and residential leases at your April meeting as an action item. This would give us certainty to our future as well. The last time commercial leases were taken up was in July of 2010. It involved a lease rate methodology and staff's recommendation of a 25% rent increase as it has done for the past 10 years. Thankfully, the board tabled this action until further information was available. You now have that information in the form of Integra Realty Advisors' $95,000 January 20th, 2012 report. I formally request this board to consider my lease rate at its April meeting. While Integra suggests a lease rate of $12,000 per year, my lease has paid over $36,000 per year for 7 years. In fact, over that term, my lease has paid over $50,000 more than what they indicate the land value is worth with its FERC restrictions. The simple truth is there is no lease rate methodology. Again, I hope this issue and divestiture will be taken up at your April meeting. In the spirit of such hope, I have before you a letter from my attorney, Jim Nias at Jackson Walker, pointing out specific sections of House Bill 3031 regarding leases not divested from the bulk sale. The intent is clear from the legislation. The policy and procedures to take regarding us 80-plus leases. While we are still impacted by FERC, but knowing it's going away, you could implement these procedures, i.e., offer to sell it 90% of 2012 appraisal district value, enter into agreements, have survey, title, and inspection work completed by the time FERC is gone, and realize the sale of all or some of these properties. On the other hand, you could sell these properties in bulk, place restrictions on the buyer to offer the same policies as 3031, and realize a certain sale of all the properties in one transaction. Whatever course of action you take, please know our legislators are listening. I hope and believe this board will take appropriate action soon and well before the January 13 session begins. I thank you for your time and consideration, and I look forward to the April board meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Louder. Next will be Steve Anderson. He's with Ponderosa Properties.
Good morning. I knew when we called this company Pondera that we would be called Ponderosa, Pandora, you name it. We were called that back in October. That's not a bad thing, though. I just really wanted to come up and introduce myself. I am an owner of a real estate business at Possum Kingdom. We have about 150 properties for sale today in a combination of residential properties and lots. I work very well with Mike Iltis and the BRA group there. It's been a very good relationship. And quite honestly, as a business owner and, you know, the activity that goes on today around water and you can imagine the sensitivity that we get involved in, especially, for example, with the boat show coming up, we're gonna have hundreds of questions around how did the fire impact PK, what's the story on the water level at the lake, et cetera, and thank goodness, I think you all know we're up about 3 feet since the last rain, so very positive. But I thought it would be prudent from my standpoint to just get more engaged and more visible and learn more about how you guys conduct your business here as a board. So that's really why I'm here. Yeah, we do own a commercial lease, and we, like Steve, certainly want to understand the long-term or maybe the short-term future of when we can purchase that land. But that's not my primary reason for being here. I really wanted to just come in and introduce myself and just start being more visible here at the board activity. And it's a pleasure to be here. And I thought this might be easier than going around and shaking everybody's hand this morning. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Next, we'll hear from Samuel LeCompte.
Good morning. My name is Samuel LeCompte, and I have several businesses out there at Possum Kingdom Lake, 8 leases altogether. And the reason I'm here today is concerned. And I've been a quiet person at PK for the last 4 or 5 years. My biggest concern is the leases and where we're going to lease, and also the purchase, like Steve and Ms. Yoder has said. You know, out there at the lake, I'm out there since 2000. Investing a lot of money in improving the lake. Those of you who haven't been there, I mean, if you're not there for 2000 before, you see what it was when I've got there and see what it is now. It's improved 110%. And the help was with y'all, BRA, and Mike Giltis. We working together and accomplished a lot of things out there and improved the lake. And my whole thing is I invested a lot of money out there. I'm there for the long term. I'm not there to buy and sell. It's here for my future, for my kids. That being said, you know, the biggest thing is when y'all 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I think it's 3, is when you put a moratorium on the leases and we're out there holding our hands out like we don't know what we're going to do. You know, most of my properties are out there paid for, which, you know, God, thank God for that. But that being said, I can't do anything with those leases. My lease terms are almost up. Some are up. I'm going year to year on some leases. I can't do anything with the equity I have invested in Possum Kingdom, which I'd like to do, but I can't because of the way that there's no lease right now. And the biggest thing is, like Steve and Mr. Anderson said, is, you know, if you're all going to sell to us, give us a deadline where we can look at what we can do as purchasing, or if you're not going to sell to us, a long-term lease that we can all live with, where the banks will work with us and be able to develop more out there and invest more in the lake and make it, you know, an asset to us. And really, again, like I said, Mike and I, we worked together on a lot of things out there. We improved the boat ramp together. I do anything for the lakes. That's, you know, it's my love. It's my passion. And I just want, as a big leaseholder out there, 8 properties, I got a lot at stake. And I just like to know what my future is and when it's going to happen. I mean, now that FERC's gone away, I think it's only fair to myself and to the other leasees that we have a deadline, sooner than later, on what y'all's intentions are and what fair price is going to be sold at. And, you know, I want to see Mr. Patterson did a good job with the home sites, but I wouldn't want to see that with the commercial. I like if it's going to be bulk. Then the big leasees out here have a chance to purchase ourselves or purchase direct from the BRA each property. But that being said, I appreciate y'all's time. Listen to my concerns, and like I said, the sooner the better on the leases and the deeding, because really I'd like to do more things with my property out there. And like I said, the banks won't do it the way right now things are structured. So the ball's in y'all's court. I appreciate y'all's time. And consider the deed and the leases, what we're going to do here in the quick future, I hope. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mr. LeCompte. Next, we'll hear from Lane Kramer, Bailey Camp at Possum Kingdom.
I'm actually not Lane Kramer. I'm Carolyn Land, but Lane Kramer had a family emergency come up last night, and he asked me if I would read his statement, so that's what I'm doing. Good morning, BRA board members and staff. My name is Lane Kramer. I'm a commercial lease. I represent Bailey's Camp on Possum Kingdom Lake. I'm here today to ask the board to consider getting the sale of commercial leases on the next board agenda and completing the divestiture process. The uncertainty of the current lease lends to a poor business environment. the 45 to 50 commercial leases on Possum Kingdom Lake strive to accommodate the needs of all who live at the lake and the many who come to enjoy the lake each summer. Having a seasonal business on the lake is a struggle in the best of conditions, let alone fires, low water levels, poor economic conditions, and an inability to make improvements to the properties. The continual challenges of uncertainty should not have to add to the struggle. I cannot imagine these 45 or so commercial leases and the residential leases on Ellis Sod Road affected by FERC being treated differently than the other 1,500 residential leases that were sold at the appraisal district values. Each of these commercial leaseholders desire the same pride of ownership as their residential neighbors. Fee simple ownership will benefit Possum Kingdom Lake by allowing commercial owners the flexibility to do whatever it takes to succeed in such a challenging business environment. Thank you, Lane Kramer.
Thank you.
And thank you for the water. We enjoyed the rain.
Thank you. The next card will be from Monty Land and Possum Kingdom Lake Association.
I don't know if I'm the last one, but everybody else pretty much said what I want to say. I've been up here several times before. I know a lot of y'all. There's a lot of new ones, so I'll formally introduce myself. I'm Monty Land, and I'm president of the Possum Kingdom Lake Association. First of all, today I would personally like to thank BRA and the staff, and also a thank you from the people at Possum Kingdom for their time and effort that they put in on the project of decommissioning the dam. Your work has been greatly appreciated by the people at Possum Kingdom, and we thank you. Second, pretty much what Mr. Louder, Mr. LeComp, Mr. Anderson, my wife had to say is what I would like to echo. When 3031 was passed, it was initially intended for all of the residences and commercials to be able to buy their property. But with the surveys between the time it was passed and the time the sale started, it was determined that several of the residential properties and most of the commercial properties fell inside the FERC. As I understand it, decommissioning has been approved. Congratulations. If you go ahead, if FERC does leave the lake and those properties do come up for sale, what we would ask is that you take serious consideration to including those residentials and commercial properties for sale to consider them as in the same manner that you did consider in the sale of the people and the properties before, in the initial sale. We just felt like that, it wasn't their fault they were in the FERC, and, they got excluded from that first sale, but we would really appreciate your serious consideration in that matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn. That's all the cards we have for public comment.